It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Michigan's economy would take a big hit from an oil spill in the Mackinac Straits, according to a new study. A Michigan State University professor estimates a spill could cost the state's economy more than $6 billion. We would see that in lost tourism, commercial fishing, and property values. State officials have resisted calls from environmental groups to shut down Enbridge's Line 5, despite concerns about the aging pipeline's condition. By the way, Enbridge Energy is a corporate sponsor of Michigan Radio. Jack, do you think the study will have any impact?
Well, you'd like to think it would. Of course, Enbridge is saying that they think the maximum spill would be only 10% of that. Of course, that's what they said with the Kalamazoo River. But I think it should be seen as more than economics. It's, you could have a recession that would cost us billions of dollars and we'd recover from it. But people tell me that if oil of that magnitude was ever spilled, we might never recover from it. And I think that's what we should be thinking about.
Wayne State University and the Detroit Medical Center are cutting ties. This week, DMC announced it would not renew its longstanding contract with Wayne State University Physician Group. The DMC CEO says it's now looking for a new academic partner. The CEO of the Physicians Group told the Detroit Free Press he doesn't know why the DMC decided to end the contract. Jack, this relationship supposedly goes back at least a century. Any idea what happened here?
Well, I don't exactly, and I should say my own disclaimer. Of course, I'm a full-time employee of Wayne State University. I'm a journalism professor, not the medical school, but you have to realize that. But Crane's Detroit Business, whose reporting I respect a lot, reports that Tenet, the successor company that owns the DMC, that they were close, very close to a deal locally, but the people in Dallas killed it. So I'm not quite sure what the philosophy is. I don't understand how it would be very efficient for another university many miles away to partner with these hospitals right here. So I think it's certainly a tragedy for the people of Detroit and for Wayne State University, and I would like to hope that this could be fixed in some way.
The top federal prosecutor in Detroit will stay put unless President Donald Trump picks a replacement. The U.S. District Court announced Wednesday that its federal judges had voted to appoint Matthew Schneider as the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. Schneider was named interim U.S. attorney by the Justice Department in January, but his temporary appointment was set to expire yesterday. Court officials say Schneider will now lead the federal prosecutor's office until the Senate confirms a presidential nominee. Jack, are you surprised Trump hasn't picked a replacement?
If it was any other president, yes, but given the chaotic nature of this administration, no. There's more vacancies all over the federal government than I think has ever been the case almost a year and a half into an administration. Now, of course, it wouldn't be fair to think that President Trump should do this himself, but you would think you would have somebody, perhaps someone in the Attorney General's office, who would have lists of folks like this to recommend for appointment. But the fact is they don't, and this was what they had to do so the office could keep functioning.
Almost 4 out of 5 Michiganders want the state to spend more on public higher education to keep college affordable for in-state students. That's according to a recent survey conducted for the Michigan Association of State Universities. The association's CEO says when you factor in inflation, the per-student state appropriation for higher ed has dropped by almost half since 2001. The survey also says 95% of Michigan residents say public universities are important to the state's economy. Jack, do you think this message will be on lawmakers' minds as they wrap up next year's state budget?
No. They've known about this for a long time, and they've done nothing whatsoever. The Senate Majority Leader has no college education, so perhaps he doesn't think it's important, but there's probably nothing more important to our future economy. Let me tell you something, Rebecca. I'm old. I was a freshman at Michigan State University in 1969. What I paid per credit hour, adjusted for inflation, was $88.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
And to me, it is absolutely obscene that we're making it, and stupid, that we're making it hard for kids to get an education because our future economy and someday your Social Security will depend on it.
All right, Jack. Well, with those happy thoughts, I hope you have a good weekend.
I'm not planning on shoveling any snow.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories. You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.